doing the work means taking what you're learning and putting it into action in your life. Hello, hello. I'm Amira Alvarez, founder and CEO of The Unstoppable Woman, and we have a very special episode for you today. We are answering a great question that was posed to us from Stasia, and we thank her for submitting it and providing the inspiration for this episode. So go ahead, have a listen.
Hello, Amira. This is Stasia Sienna, and I'm hoping that you will elaborate on something for me and your listeners. I've watched a lot of your videos and listened to your podcasts. I found the video you did with Jesse Johnson especially compelling, particularly regarding the ways in which you expressed your own personal growth and evolution since childhood. That chat was very insightful and illuminating. I love the way you define success now as a full-grown woman and how embodying life on your own terms required you to transform patterns and beliefs you learned as a child. Here's my question. I have heard you say numerous times and in various places that you did a lot of work to get to where you are now. Could you share more about what that means? What it meant for you? By work, do you mean work with your mentor or work with a therapist? Or work in terms of reading, journaling, self-reflecting, or all of it? I'm asking because there are a lot of big truths and universal laws, etc., that seem to roll out of you quite fluently. But deep truths can't just be pasted on to one's belief system. It takes work and persistence and big internal shifts to dismantle old frameworks that no longer serve and rebuild one's sense of self on a solid foundation. You've shared that you have a team working with you now. Who was on the team that helped you step into being Amira Alvarez? Who were your teachers as an adult?
Thank you, Stasia, for that great question. It comes in two parts. To summarize, what did the work look like that I did, that I speak about, and who helped me along the way? So let's break this down. The work looked like a lot of different things. I cannot just say it was this or this or this or do these three things or model it like this. I will lay out as many of the things that I did as I can think of right now. But I want you to know that your work is going to look unique to you. Take the things that I mention that resonate with you, that go, ooh, that's a little hook. I need to do that. And go run with those. Okay. The thing that I will say is that I did the work, and I will elaborate on what that means. I did the work as quickly as I could from the place, the level of awareness, the level of beingness that I was at the time. So I did it as quickly as I could at the time. Where I was 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years ago was different than where I am now. So the ability for me to, quote, do the work now, I can do it in a split second, in a heartbeat, if you will. It would have taken me weeks, months, years previously. So know that your level of ability will increase as you stay in the process. But, and here's the big but, you must continually hold yourself to a high standard so that you keep moving through the quote-unquote work quickly. And you don't let yourself off the hook. Otherwise, you stay at the same level. Okay, so in terms of work, yes, I've worked with many mentors, many coaches, and therapists. So I no longer really work with therapists. I did maybe 20, 25 years ago work with a therapist who was incredibly helpful to with some particular things that I was challenged with at the time, and I'm forever grateful for that. And then I recently worked with a therapist because I wanted to understand cognitive behavior therapy in a little more detail, but fundamentally I find the process too slow, even though cognitive behavior therapy is supposed to be very quick compared to other types of therapy. Now, if therapy is working for you, please continue to do that. This is not a negation of therapy. I think there's a lot of value in it. but I'm just telling you my story. So yes, work looked like reading many books, audiobooks, podcasts, YouTube videos, all sorts of things. But books have always been the love of my life. If you followed me into a bookstore, you would see me beeline to the self-help personal growth section. I was someone, and still am someone, who was fascinated by this subject matter, and I would feed my brain with it. Now, what I did previously with that material and what I do now with that material is completely different. I used to read it and not act on it. I used to read it and think of it as an interesting, almost like entertainment. And yet there's a difference between reading and applying. You must apply. I can't say that enough. Doing the work means taking what you're learning and putting it into action in your life. And I think this is one of the things that when I say I've done the work, this is what I'm talking about. It's not what I used to do. You know, 20 years ago when I was reading personal development books, I want to just say that that was part of my process. I'm not negating it, but it is different than how I approach material now. When I study something now, I study it and then put it into action in my life so that I can see what works and what doesn't work and tweak it to make it functional for me, or discard it because it's not what I need. So that's very different than what I used to do. Yes, lots of programs, lots of courses, both from the business side of things, right? I had to learn how to do marketing, sales, all sorts of things that have to do with building a business. I would sign up for courses and learn as much as I could. And if I only got one key nugget from something, that was great. I always look for one thing. Even if I didn't finish the course or the program, I was okay with that if I got something amazing from it. So some of the key courses that that were transformational for me, and there were many that I've been in and used that I'm not going to mention, but that have been great, but I can't enumerate all of them. But one that I do want to talk about is Denise Duffel Thomas. Why? I might have her name wrong now. Her Lucky Bitch Money Bootcamp program was, when I did it years ago, was the beginning of me changing my approach to money, my thinking about money. And it was instrumental. And we'll put a link in the show notes to that. I am an affiliate of that program, though I don't market it very often. But since I'm talking about it, please use my link. I cannot tell you how much that changed my life at the time. It was phenomenal. And I still check in on that group every so often because I think what she's doing there is amazing. She simplified that process. I also did some transformational coaching method training. That was very useful. Really was foundational for me, helping to change some belief structures. And I used that methodology every morning for years when I would wake up before I opened my laptop, but the anxiety was there, or the discomfort, or the less than optimal great feeling was there. I would use the mindset sequences in that program to transform how I was approaching what was happening in my life. And I have modeled those sequences in my Business Acceleration Bootcamp. So if you've been in that program, you know the mindset sequences that I'm talking about. They come from a variety of different places. I've morphed them to work for me and put them in my own words, but they've come from a variety of different places, including that program. So that was something that I would do daily for years, actually, because I was wanting to move through my blocks and was really, when the curtain was pulled back, finally, when my eyes were open, finally, I realized how much I was getting in my own way, I realized I had to stay in the work, if you will. So I did that. Now, there have been other obviously amazing mentors out there. Tony Robbins is an amazing mentor. I would like dabble in his stuff. I only recently went to one of his events. His stuff is amazing. It doesn't always land for me. There's a little bit of a dissonance for me, but I know a lot of people love his work, so I would check that out as well. So the thing that I want you to take away from whatever book, program, coach that you work with is that you have to put what you're learning into action. Okay, there's two things here. You have to put it into action and you have to create the time to put it into action, whether that's to journal on the stuff, to do the work that they're telling you to do your own mindset sequence on it. But you have to create the space and the time for you to have the internal breakthroughs and do the external work that you need to do as well. So you have to put it into action. Okay, so those two things are super, super important. And really, this is the work. Well, let me put this in a different light. So there's a quote that just transformed my life. And it's from my mentor's mentor, Leland Val Vandervall. I have a hard time with his name, as you can imagine. There's a lot of V's in there. He said the level of growth for a person is directly proportional to the amount of truth he's willing to accept about himself. The level of truth that you're willing to accept about yourself is going to determine how much growth you can have. Now, what is growth in relationship to? Growth is in relationship to whatever goal you want to achieve. If you tell me you want to be a musician working at the top level in your industry, in your field, that's your level of growth that you're going for. If you tell me you want to make a certain amount of money, if you want to grow your business in a certain way, if you want to have a lit up relationship, if you want to be having the most amazing sex, I don't care what your goal is. That's the level of growth that you are going for. It is in direct proportion to the amount of truth that you are willing to accept about yourself. And that is where the real work is, guys. There's no getting around that. No getting around that. Let me say it again. No getting around that. The work is in growing yourself to the level that you need to be at to match the results that you want. And in order to get to that level, you need to accept the truth that you're not there yet and that there is something stopping you from being there. What is that? In order to get to the next level, and we can call this the levels of vibration, the levels of awareness, the levels of beingness, you have to accept the truth about where you are and what is stopping you. And here's the thing. You will know this when you start feeling bad about some experience that you're having. There's a lie in that. Because your natural state is to feel good. So there's a lie there. And if you can identify what the lie is and bring truth to it, then you can grow and get to the next level. Now, for me, I had to do that to make my massive quantum leap. Initially, I had to do that with my mentor, who could see the blind spots in my thinking that I could not see for myself at such a more massive scale. Now, I was doing this already. I was in the process already. I was in my own growth and doing these mindset sequences and learning and growing and being in the inquiry and being curious. But in order for me to get to the next level, I had to have someone point out the lies in my paradigms, in my programming, in my beliefs, in my thinking. And I had to be willing to accept the truth of that in order to get to the next level. And I think most people lose when they're not persistent here, when they're unwilling to keep accepting new levels of truth about themselves, which requires you to see that you are lying to yourself, that there is some lie embedded in the way that you are thinking about the situation you're in. And I am still in this. Now, I may not be working with my mentor anymore, but I am still in this inquiry. I'm always asking myself, what's the untruth here? What is the truth that I actually need to accept? And then I move, boom, as quickly as I possibly can into that next level of truth. I will not allow myself to stay in the lie once I see the lie. That is the agreement that I have with myself. And it comes from a place of taking 100% personal responsibility for my life. That was such a big one for me and not something that I was brought up with. Now, I thought I was brought up with it, but in actuality, what was modeled for me and for most people is that outside circumstances are just outside circumstances, and that's the way it is. The economy sucks, so I can't do anything about it. It's hard to do XYZ in this industry. It's going to have to take 10 years, 20 years, 30 years. Right? That's not taking personal responsibility. They did this to me. They behaved this way. That's why I'm not getting this result. No, it doesn't work that way, guys. 100% personal responsibility for all my outcomes. Zero blame. That took a lot of work. To not blame others and not to blame myself. To step out of the judgment game and into 100% personal responsibility. That was a fundamental shift. That was a lot of work and being in it, okay? Being in it. Then there is the outer game work. And this cannot be avoided, yet most people do try and avoid it, okay? They aren't doing the needle moving work. They don't want to see what the needle moving work is. They don't want to have someone say, you need to do X to get to Y. Because it's challenging. It forces you to look at the inner game pieces, the reasons why you're not doing it. If you really want it, you will look at that. But most people just avoid it. That looks like distraction. That looks like procrastination. That looks like changing your goal. That looks like all sorts of things, okay? But there is absolutely, like when I talk about doing the work, there's absolutely outer game work. And when my mentor would tell me, go do this, I would do it as quickly as I possibly could. Was I perfect at that? Absolutely not. Were there some things that I was in resistance to for years? Oh my God, I hate to admit that, but it's true. But once I realized it, I would move towards the resistance as quickly as possible. So even though I am admitting here that there was one thing that I resisted for probably 2 years, and didn't realize I was resisting, it was like a complete blind spot for me. Most of the things that I was instructed to do, I would do as quickly as I possibly could. And I would just do them, okay? I would move towards the resistance, okay? And that feels like work in the beginning. That resistance feels like struggle, challenge, work. But I would move towards it and just do it as quickly as possible. What else do I want to say about this? If you do this, it's either going to be, if you move towards the resistance and you do the work, you're going to start cycling up. If you stay in the resistance, you are going to start cycling down. There is no in between here, okay? You're either growing or you're dying. You're either creating or disintegrating. And I will tell you, even though it feels challenging in the moment to move towards the resistance, towards the thing that feels hard, you don't want to do all the parts of you are saying, no, run in the other direction, find something else to do. There's got to be an easier way. You actually have to move towards that. And then you'll realize, wow, I'm so proud of myself. I did that. Your self-worth will go up. You will be creating more. You will be becoming more. And the work will be so worth it. Okay. So part of this work is holding yourself to a higher standard. Okay. Every day, all day long. How can I do this better? How can I move forward more quickly? How can I be in less resistance? What is the lie I'm telling to myself? What's the truth I need to step into? How can I do the thing? How can I not make excuses? The work is holding yourself to a higher standard on all these fronts. Now, I had a client once complain about how this made her feel, because it made her feel not good enough. And yet the truth is, if you do this and you do this regularly, you feel worthy. You start getting it. Okay? It's the exact opposite. And don't you want more for your life? Isn't that why you're in this inquiry to begin with? Don't you just want to be more, have more, do more? What you want more in your life. You want new results, different from where you are now. And if that is what you want, guess what? You've got to do the work. And that means holding yourself to a higher standard on all these fronts. And you must love this process. You must love to be in it and be in it. Now, did I love it going through it when it was challenging and hard? I can't say that in that moment I was feeling great love for it, but ultimately I loved the process of moving through my blocks and becoming this next level person that I wanted to be. That felt amazing. And then I fell in love with the process, because then I understood what the process was. Okay, part two of this question, who's been on my team? Well, I've shared a little bit about different courses and things like that already, but fundamentally, everyone over the years has been on my team. Now, I know that's not the question you were specifically asking, but I want to speak to it from a particular viewpoint here. Everyone, whether I felt like they made a positive influence on my life or that particular situation was a negative, quote unquote, negative thing, I have learned and grown from so many people, from my parents to coaches to that therapist from years ago to contractors to employees to my ex-husband. I've learned so much from so many people, even if the experience at the time did not feel good. Each coach, each program I bought, even if I didn't finish them, I got one little nugget from it, or I got one thing from this person and I got another thing from that person. Okay. Contractors, employees, you know, I don't know if you guys have heard the story of my $30,000 mistake hiring a particular contractor. That seems like a waste of a lot of money, and I could have stayed in complete bitterness about that. But I learned such a valuable lesson from that experience that it has saved me probably millions of dollars. I know it's probably saved me, will save me over the lifetime of my business and life, millions of dollars. Like, I'm so clear about that, and I'm so grateful for it. So I learn, and this is a key component, guys, I learn from every experience. What is the learning here? What is the thing that I need to take out of this experience that's going to get me to the next level? That's how I don't let anything stop me. Because negative experiences can throw you off course. They can throw you into guilt and shame, and that can stop you immediately. Okay? So, key point. We can't do it alone. We need other people. We need teachers. We need mentors. We need therapists. We need coaches. We need programs. We need contractors. We need employees. Oh my God, my team is amazing. You can't do it alone, but you do need to do it yourself. which means you need to have the personal responsibility. You need to be in the trenches doing the work, not abdicating. You must, you know, this is the divine dichotomy between around DIYing, right? You must have personal ownership of your life, your business, your goals, your results, and you need other people to help you get there, okay? You can't stand on ceremony thinking that you can do everything yourself. It just won't happen, okay? I used to do this. I used to be a confirmed DIYer. You cannot scale a life, a business, doing it yourself. It's impossible. And if you're in resistance to hiring people, buying programs, hiring contractors, hiring employees, bringing a collaborator on, bringing a partner on, whatever it is, if you think you have to do everything yourself, you are self-sabotaging. Okay. Then the last piece of this, I think it's the last piece, we'll see where we go with this, is the mentor I ended up working with for 3.5 years, who fundamentally helped me break through, was David Nagel. And I am forever grateful to him. And quite frankly, to myself for saying yes, because it was no small feat to get over the hurdle of saying yes to stepping into this next level of mentorship. And that was the best decision I've ever made. And I did what he told me to do because my way at the time wasn't working. It just wasn't. I was getting good results. It wasn't horrible, guys. I was getting good results, but I wasn't getting phenomenal results. I wasn't living an extraordinary life. I didn't feel free. I felt trapped. I didn't know how to get what I wanted out of life for myself, for others. And I needed to do it differently. My way wasn't working. So I learned from him. But I didn't turn over the responsibility to him. This is so important. I see people do this all the time. Like they'll say to me, oh yeah, I worked with such and such a coach, but it didn't work for me. No, guys. You have to be 100% responsible for your results, okay? You have to step up. You have to do the work. So I did the work. I took massive action. I stayed in inquiry. I applied and experienced the discomfort of growth. And most people are afraid of this discomfort. Growth is not going to feel comfortable when you're in it. It's going to feel like a lot of work until you're on the other side. Then it looks like, wow, that was so easy. Look, I just did that. That's amazing. And you'll never not be able to do that again. It's like making money, guys. Okay. If you are someone for whom it's easy to make, say, $2,000 a month, you don't look at that and go, wow, that's hard. But you then put a 10K a month goal in front of you and you go like, how the heck am I going to do that? That's so hard. Once you start making 10K a month, you're like, oh yeah, that's easy. That's done. That's my new norm. And that happens at 10K a month, 20K a month, 40K a month, 80K a month, 100K a month, 400K a month, doesn't matter what the number is, okay? Once you move to the next level, the moving to the next level, that's the challenging part. Once you move to the next level, when you look back, it's done. It's your new norm, okay? But it's always going to feel like a lot of work going through it until you're on the other side. Then you do this process again and again and again. And each time it will feel hard, I promise you, okay? That's called the terror barrier. You're going to be in it until you start getting it and you start seeing, oh, this is how it works. This is what it actually feels like. This is the process. It's not supposed to be different than this. This is what it feels like to go through it. Now, I want to go through it more quickly because I don't like the way this feels and I want to get to my next level as quickly as possible. So I'm going to do the work. But this is not something you run away from. This is what it means to be persistent. You stay with it. This is what doing the work means. You stay with it. And this is what the incredible journey is. And when you get that on a cellular level, because you've actually done the work. You've actually done it. You've actually moved yourself from one level of awareness to the next level of awareness, from one level of results to the next level of results. It can never be taken away from you. You have your security. You have your freedom at that point. Once you understand this process of the inner and the outer game of work, the manifestation process, the creative process, how to move through your resistance, how to be in the journey. Not just be in the journey like I'm in the journey, but I'm not getting the new results, but in the journey like I'm in the journey and I'm getting the new results and I'm continuing and I'm gonna rapidly get to the next level and the next level and the next level. Then you have your security. Then you have your freedom because you know exactly how this process works. And you can do it again and again and again. And that is ultimate freedom. Okay, with that, I'm Amira Alvarez. Have an unstoppable day and rock it out. Take care. Bye-bye. Hey, thanks so much for joining us and being part of the Unstoppable Woman Movement. We have got a ton of free resources for scaling your business at theunstoppablewoman.com/free stuff. And you can find that link in the description below. So go ahead and check those out. And we'd also love your help in getting our message out to more and more women. If you'd be willing to share this video with all the unstoppable women in your life, that would be fantastic. And while you're at it, hit the subscribe button so you never miss an episode. Reviews, likes, and comments are greatly appreciated. We go in and read them all. So thank you for those. And thanks for listening and be unstoppable.